Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
And welcome to author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose that God has given me. I have the God habit. Yes, I have the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I am busy practicing living the Word of God. And that's who I am, a practicing believer. Practicing living the Word of God. So I practice every day. It's a challenge living the Word of God. So I get up in the morning and I dress in God's Word because I find that it helps and it makes my day go so much better. And as a matter of pointing out, that is the title of my next book, Dressing in God's Designer Word. And I'm doing that daily, and we have to practice it because it's not something that we're just going to automatically do. I automatically, a lot of times, and I used to all the time, go to sleep. If you want to go to sleep and sleep well, a lot of times you get in the Word, and the enemy comes right. Reading the Word of God. So I magnify God for my journey on today. And I'm thanking God for you on today, for the listeners that you're here, that you're listening in. And God has given me this broadcast to encourage. This is It's a beautiful thing to be able to love and enjoy what you do on God's program. And I love it. I love encouraging others. That's who He has made me to be, this customer service agent, loving to encourage you. So come on in and listen in on today and be encouraged in God's Word. We're going to be talking about today, standing on God's Word until the promise is manifested. Stand on His Word until the promise manifests itself. Yes, and that's what we have to do. But while we wait, we got to wait on God. We've got to wait on Him. So I want us to have a word of prayer before we get into the topic of standing on God's Word until the promise manifested. I want to have a word of prayer. So whatever is going on in your life, whatever it is that you need from God, we can tell Him about it because we can call Him up anytime, day or night, and he will answer. I tell them at the nursing home that I teach at, his phone. You may call a friend and you'll get their answer machine. Or you may get the secretary of the person that's on their job. But every time you call on God, he will answer. He'll pick up. You'll get him live. And as I say, in living color. So we can call him. So I want you to bring your minds in, and I want you to think about it. Get it on your mind. Whatever it is that you need for God to do for you, whatever it is that you have before him, he said if two touch and agree on anything, he said that he would do it. He said whatsoever ye desire, whatever it is that you desire, he said when ye pray, pray believing that you will receive it. So as we touch and agree on today, we want to believe that God, he will do it. He will do it. And if you believe that and I believe that, then God will work it out. Are you ready? You ready? All right, let's go. Most gracious Father on today, we sure do thank you, and we magnify you for this another Wednesday, God, that you have blessed us to come before you, God, in the name of Jesus on this broadcast. And we magnify you for all things today, God. And we give you all of the glory, and we give you all of the praises on today, God. What a mighty God we serve. And we thank you for that, God. Thank you that we know that you are God, a mighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we know today, God, that you will, Lord Jesus, manifest the promises if we only believe. And we are believing today, God. And Father, we thank you for that. We are touching and we are agreeing, Lord, for the ones that are on the broadcast today, the ones that listen to the broadcast, God. We're touching and we're agreeing with them, Lord, for whatever that desire is, whatever that need is, God. For we already know that you are a supplier of every need, God, in the name of Jesus. And not only, God, do you give us our needs, but you give us our heart's desires. And we thank you for that right now. You said if our ways please you, God, thank you, Father, that you would do it, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way on today. And we thank you for that, Lord. Now, we come asking, Father, in your name today, God, that you would go in the homes of your people, God, everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Go in the homes, God, where the saints are represented, oh God. Go there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, deliver, set free, God, on today, God, as we praise and as we magnify and as we glorify your holy name on today, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are great and you are worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. We ask that you would go into the hospitals, in the nursing homes, God, and visit there, God. Go in the rooms, Lord Jesus, as you walk up and down the corner, God. Go in those rooms, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing to your people, oh God. We speak deliverance to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Only you, God. Only you, God, know how, God, in the name of Jesus, to go right where we need it, God, to go right there, God, in the name of Jesus. Only you, God, and we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you that your word is alive and it's well, God. And when we mix it with our faith, oh, God, hallelujah, Thank you, Lord Jesus, that things will happen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They can't help but to happen. Thank you, God, because we're standing. We are standing on your word, God, and we thank you for that. Thank you for the desire every day, God, to praise and magnify you, God. And we give you glory for that, God, in the name of Jesus. Would you look on the saints everywhere, God? Look on our elders, God. Look on my pastors, pastors everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, that have their doors open, Lord, and lifting up your mighty name, God. Look on them today, God. Our bishops, oh God, look on them, God. The missionaries, God. The ministers, God. The elders, God. In the name of Jesus, your lay people, God. Look on them, God, and bless today, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would look on the backslider, God. Call him back, God. Call him. Call him back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Call him back, God, in the name of Jesus. Whoever they may be, God, call them today, God. And then, Father, we ask that you would look on that man, that woman, that boy, and that girl that's been calling on your name, God, wanting to be delivered, to be set free, God. We ask that you would send somebody, God, their way, God. Send encouragement. Send somebody to tell them about you, God, about the good news of Jesus Christ. Send somebody, God, then let them taste so they can taste and see, God, that you're good in the name of Jesus. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you for it right now, God. And we magnify your holy name, God. And we ask that you would look on the bereaved families, God, everywhere, God, and continue to bless and heal that heart, God, as only you can, God. You're the only one that knows how to do it. And we ask that you would do it for your glory, God. And we thank you right now. Thank you for the broadcast, God, a way to share the good news about you, Father. And we just give you all the glory and all of the praise, Lord God. And you said that we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. We thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding on today, God, and your direction. In your most holy name today, we pray. And we thank you right now for manifested blessings on today, God, as we stand, God, on your word, God, and wait on you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray today. We invite you in. We invite you here with us on the broadcast, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for prayer on today. For the scripture says that man ought to always pray and never faint. Never faint. But we've got to pray so we don't faint. And if we keep it up, we won't faint. Keep praising and magnifying God for who he is and what he's already done for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and you can leave your request there. Now, if you need a motivational encourager to come to your event and encourage the people where you are, you can go to my email address, which is mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and you can leave that request there. And now, if you have a testimony of how that you've been standing on God's word and how that God has manifested himself and brought that promise to pass, you can give us a call right here on Block Talk Radio at 347-850-8255. 8928. If you would like to share that testimony, for I am live and in living color for the next 13 minutes. All right? All right, then. And if you would like to check out my books, you can check it out on my website, my books, my ministry, and just what the Lord is doing. And I thank God. I thank God for that on today. All right, we are talking about standing on God's word until the promise is manifested. Have you ever been there? Have you ever thought about that? Standing on God. Have you ever been through there? On last week, for the whole month of May, we talked about the wilderness experience, not throwing it away, because as we go through, we gain experiences, and we learn how to lean and depend on God's word. And then when we learn how to lean and depend, we can stand. We can stand because we know that God's word is not, it's not leaning. It's there. It's a rock of defense that we can stand on. I remember one day coming from work, and I was praising God for allowing me to dwell in that secret place. And God reminded me. He told me, he said, "You're hid in me." I say, "What, Lord?" He said, "You're hid in me." He said, "A lot of times the enemy be looking for you." He said, "But he can't find you because you're hid in me." We need to hide in the word of God, for it is a hiding place. God's word is a hiding place. So we can stand on God's word until he manifests the promise. Whatever we've asked is in his time. So we need to stand. We need to be still. We need to praise and magnify God as we go through waiting on God. Sometimes our healing or whatever we've asked God is instant, but all the time it's not. So we have to learn how to stand and how to wait on God. Wait until he manifests whatever we've asked of him. And don't try to do it our own self and in our own strength, because that's when we fail, and we get discouraged when we do that. But if we wait on God, if we stand on that word, get a word, go in that word, search that word. Yes, search it. Find a scripture to stand on and stand there. Say, stand till you count it. Stand until you count it, but stand on God's word. Stand on it. God's word is the final authority. God's word is the final authority on everything. And we have to learn how to do just that, to stand on his word, because God's word is that final authority. And in 1 Peter 2:24 and in Isaiah 53:4-5, we have to stand on that word if we are expecting God's healing. We want a healing. And we know that what sometimes they say, the doctors have done all that they can do. And we have to stand on God's word. The woman with the issue of blood, she spent all of her money. She spent everything that she had. Yes, trying to get that healing. But finally, she heard about Jesus. And she went out. She put herself to some trouble to get to him, to touch the hem of his garment. She put herself to some trouble. But just think, somebody had a shared Jesus with her before she spent all of her money, and she did that first. Just think about it. If we go to him first before we try everything else, and we'll still have some money. So, God's word is the final authority. He has the last say. He has the last word. So why not depend on Jesus? Why not depend on him, since he has that last authority? Refuse doubt and unbelief as we're standing on God's word, as we're waiting for manifestation. We have to refuse doubt and unbelief. You better believe the enemy going to try to make us take it back. You better believe he's going to try to make us doubt what God's word say. Because, you know, we like to see. We like to see. But it's by faith. By faith. It's not by sight, but it's by faith. So we have to stand. We have to refuse doubt and unbelief. Cast them and the devil down. Rebuke and bind them in Jesus' name. Matthew 16 and 19. Matthew 18 and 18. Praise God for your healing or whatever it is that you're waiting and believing God for. Don't dwell on them. Don't accept the enemy's arguments, his deception and his lies. Anything that is a stumbling block to your faith is dark, is darkness and of the devil. So don't believe his report, but believe the report of the Lord. Stand on God's word until the promise is manifested. Refuse to believe what you see and feel. A lot of times, because the healing is not instant, or what we're asking God is not instant, we begin to not believe because we don't receive it. If what you see or feel contradicts the word, only believe the word. Mother Crouch used to say, do the book. So we have to believe what God's word is saying to us. What you see and feel are not always real, but may be manifested of the devil to cause fear, doubt, and unbelief. And we don't want to do that. We want to stand. We want to stand. Stand on God's word until the promise, whatever it is that we've asked God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Until it's manifested. It's a daily. Hallelujah, God. It's a daily walk with the Lord. It's a daily believing. It's a daily renewing of our minds in God's word, because he said it. God said it. And we have to believe it just like he has said it. Meditate on God's word. We have to meditate. Number four, meditate on God's word. Concentrate on the word, not on the sickness or whatever the situation is, but what did God say in his word about it? What did he say in his word? Find that and do that. Say that. Immerse yourself in the word. Reading out loud. You know, sometimes you have to say it out loud so that enemy can hear it. Say God's word. Read it out loud. Particularly the healing scriptures, if you're expecting healing. Even listening to tapes on the word as much as possible. Do you need faith? Romans 10 and 17. Faith comes for hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we've got to hear the word so that we can gain that faith. Fill yourself through the eyes and ears with the word of God until it fills you up. Say, fill my cup, Lord, and let it overflow. We have something to say when we're filled. When we're not filled, what do we have to share? What do we have to give? So we need to be filled ourselves. So we need to meditate on God's word as we stand on it and as we wait on the promises to be manifested in our lives. We have to do this. And it says, and it fills up and overflow out of your mouth. This will release faith, and faith releases grace and healing. Luke 6:45, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Don't let it speak anything else. That's why we got to be hallelujah. We need to be filled with God's word. So out of our mouth, when we open it, thanking you, Lord Jesus, we're praising and we're magnifying God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do not fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So we can't be walking around in fear. We have got to trust God. What did Jesus say? He said, fear not, do not fear, Luke 8:50. What do the angels say every time they appear? Fear not. If you ask for God's protection, he will place a hedge about us. But fear is a gateway in that hedge that allows the devil to get to you. This is because fear is the devil's counterfeit of faith. And is part of the darkness. Light, faith, cannot coexist with darkness. Fear. The devil will use every trick, lie, and deception to cause you to fear and to open that gate. Don't open that gate. Don't open that gate of fear. But only meditate on God's word. When you feel like it's coming up, get in that word. Say a word. Start praising and magnifying God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. That's of the enemy. And he just come to mess with us. Yes, he torments us with that fear. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. Praise God for your healing or whatever it is that you've asked God. Praising God for your healing, before you see a manifestation in the highest form of faith, this is the shield of faith. And afterward, thank God every day that you are healed or you have received or you're receiving whatever it is that you've asked God for. Standing on God's word until the promise is manifested. Do not waver. Don't you dare waver or disbelieve God. James 1:6, James said that the person waiting in his faith should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. We've got to have that assurance. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness. So we have got to not waver and speak only the positive. Speak only words that are in agreement with God's will for your healing or whatever it is that you've asked God. You have to believe you are healed, and you have believed that God will answer. He's daddy. He's daddy. And he will. If our natural daddies know how to give good gifts, what about our heavenly Father who is in heaven? He knows what we need. He knows what we stand in the need of. And he will give it to us. He said, whatsoever we ask, believe that we receive it. And God will do it. He will stand on God's word until the promise of whatever you've asked God for is manifested, and watch it come to pass. All right, until the next time, amen. You be blessed you be blessed in Jesus' name. Dr. Fabulous, signing off on today. Bye-bye.